This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia launched missiles Monday that struck a shopping center in the center Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the number of casualties is impossible to even imagine. Zelensky said more than 1,000 civilians were at the shopping center at the time of the attack, and the mall was on fire. The Ukrainian leader deplored the attack, saying the shopping center in a city of 300 kilometers southeast of the capital, Kyiv, was no military target. He said the shoppers were only attempting to live a normal life, which angers Russians so much. Meanwhile, from Kyiv, reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program areas near Odessa also came under attack from Russian missiles Monday, damaging or destroying 65 houses in a residential area and injuring at least 8 civilians. Chernikova also reports Ukrainian forces have been carrying out a military operation against Russian forces on Zemini Island, also known as Snake Island, out in the Black Sea.
Today, we received confirmation that actually Ukrainian forces started and for the moment continue a military operation at Zmiini Island. And today, Ukrainian armed forces hit the island with 10 missile attacks and so on. What we know that Ukrainian forces managed to destroy quite a lot of servicemen of the Russian Federation. And also what is quite huge, they damaged very badly the anti-aircraft gun complex Panzer, which is one of the best that Russian Federation has.
Chernikova says taking out the anti-aircraft gun complex was a major victory for Ukraine as the weapon system protected Russian ships operating in the Black Sea. This is VOA News. The United Nations opened its five-day ocean conference in Lisbon Monday with an address from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who told the group of delegates in Portugal the world must find ways to help avert the climate crisis affecting the oceans. The Secretary General told the audience the world is facing a global ocean emergency, with warming oceans causing more and stronger storms, rising sea levels, pollution, and many other issues.
The climate crisis is also making the ocean more acidic, which is disrupting the marine food chain. Ever more coral reefs are bleaching and dying. Coastal ecosystems such as mangroves, seagrasses, and wetlands are being degraded. Pollution from land is creating vast coastal dead zones. Nearly 80% of wastewater is discharged into the sea without treatment. And some 8 million tons of plastic waste enter the oceans every year.
About 7,000 people are expected to attend the UN Ocean Conference, including heads of state, scientists, and non-governmental organizations. Authorities in Japan are urging residents in the Tokyo region to conserve energy Monday amid high temperatures and an increase in demand for electricity. Weather officials reported the region's rainy season, which helps keep back higher temperatures, ended earlier than ever this year. Authorities said people should try to save power, particularly during the evening, and take steps to guard against heat stroke. The Economy and Industry Ministry Monday urged people living in the region serviced by the Tokyo Electric Power Company to conserve the power in the afternoons, especially when demand peaks around 4 or 5 p.m. local time. The power supply is relatively tight after Japan idled most of its nuclear reactors following the 2011 meltdowns in Fukushima. It also has been closing down old coal plants to meet promises for reducing carbon emissions. Japan Meteorological Agency reports high temperatures in Tokyo area to expects temperatures in the Tokyo area to exceed 33 degrees Celsius until Sunday. UN humanitarian officials say the death toll among children from last week's devastating earthquake in southeastern Afghanistan has risen to at least 155 as the scope of the deadliest quake to hit the impoverished country in two decades comes into focus. The UN's humanitarian coordination organization, the OCHA, said Sunday that another 250 children were injured in the magnitude 6.1 tremor that struck the mountainous villages in the Paktika and Khost provinces near the country's border with Pakistan, flattening homes and triggering landslides. Repeating the hour's top story, Russia launched missile attacks Monday that struck a shopping center in central Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the number of casualties is impossible to imagine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.